of the builder, of the people that were building it. My great-grandmother taught there. And another story that is a favorite in our family is that evidently my grandmother and her sisters were beautiful. There were four of them, four sharp girls, they called them. And they were very beautiful. And these boys would come up from Signal Mountain to court them. And, of course, they had to stay all weekend. And they would stay at the boarding house. But my great-great-grandmother wouldn't let them see the girls unless they were on her porch for Sunday service every Sunday. Uh-huh. And so every Sunday she taught, she held forth on her front porch. It's still there, great big screened-in porch at their house. And the boys would come and sit and endure that so that they could date her daughters. Another thing that I think is very interesting, and I'm going to, Emma's mother came to teach in a school called, I think it was Oak Ridge, it's Oak something, and it was a church on Sunday, and it was a one-room schoolhouse during the week, and it was on Timesville. We used to call it Smoky Road, but it was on Timesville, and Edith's grandmother lived at the end where Lion's Orchard is now. She lived there, and then there was two more houses, and then there was this church and this schoolhouse, and that was there. The Miles, Emma had to move from her parents' home when her, I think, third child was born, and she and her husband built a cabin where the Hedges' home is now, that Edith was just telling you about, where the pond is. They built a home there, and they used that pond. And below, I don't know how many of y'all know where Evan's store is, but it's across from that place. Behind Evan's store, there was a spring, and that's where they got their water. It was very important. Even when I was a child in 1936, you had to have a water source up here. Everybody had to have a well because we had no running water. And most of our wells were iron. So, in fact, my bathtub still has the iron. We have not changed any of our things, and all of my my bathrooms have iron in them. But anyway, everybody had a spring, so their spring was behind Evan's store. Well, when they built all those houses, they subdivided it and built all those houses, of course the spring is no longer. But my husband built some duplexes down below the hill on Brockton Drive 25 years ago. And there was an underwater stream at those duplexes. We had terrible septic problems. And I said, I know the problem. The problem is that there was a spring right up there on that hill at one time. And then Jean was telling me not long ago, and I had forgotten this, I knew that our spring had gone away. We lost our water source. We used to have a big spring at our place. We had to go down every night before dinner and fill the buckets up with water. And we lost our water source. And what happened, and Topside, the house next to us, and Crossroads, they lost their spring source too. What happened is Mr. Parsons had bought Topside, and he built Parsons Road. I don't know how many of y'all know the road, but it goes up a hill right next to our house. And when they built that road, something happened, and we all lost our water source. Every one of us, the springs went almost dry. So you can see now why I'm kind of getting to be a big ecologist, is because I see where so much of our improvements has hurt our water source. Jean still blames my grandparents and the Cruises because they built a pool, and they had to fill their pool from the wells. And she said everybody else lost their water when you all built your pool. My memories of my own are that I saw Summertown burn when I was six. We didn't have any fire protection at all, and there was a forest fire, and I saw the whole thing burn. There was nothing, people were coming up and helping, but there was nothing anybody could do. Several houses, the fire just jumped over. It was a miracle, and one of those houses was my great-grandmother's house, amazingly enough. It just literally jumped over the house and burned the Bryan's house right across the street. But that was one of my memories. And another memory was not having the water. I loved it because we had to go to the spring house and get our own water. We had cows. We made our own butter. and our own milk we churned. We grew all of our food. I was laughing when someone asked her about where you bought. They did have stores up here, and Evan's store was here when I was a child, and they delivered everything. You all remember that. You would call in your order, and they had a kind of a truck, and the truck would go around and deliver everybody's groceries to them. But we grew most of our own food, and when my children were growing up, my husband grew our food, and I canned it because I wanted the children to know what it was like when I was growing up. And believe it or not, my daughter-in-laws, my sons have gardens, and their wives can because they think it's therapeutic. Okay, I think that's about all.
I meant to tell you about it.
Edie's going to tell us one other thing.
The reason we are a ridge is that we are a ridge. There's a difference between a ridge and a mountain. And so I went to the geologist, the U.S. geologist, and asked him, why is Signal up there? Why is that a ridge? And why is it Lookout Mountain and Raccoon Mountain? But it's Missionary Ridge, too. He said the height of the land. If it's 2,000 feet anywhere on the mountain, then it is a mountain. And Lookout Mountain has one or two places that are 2,000 or more feet high. Raccoon Mountain comes in under that. But Signal Mountain, and I've seen it not once but a number of times out here on Sawyer Road, whether it's still there or not, I do not know. But they have the geology marker there, and it had on it 1665, I think it was, 3 or 5. That was the number of feet high of the highest place on Walden's. So we are Walden's Ridge. And until they built the, over there near the hotel and put up the, well, the hotel, which is now the Alexian Brothers, and all that, C.E. James did it. And that was done, he named the road going, named the whole situation in there, Signal Mountain. They got the signal from the government using during the Civil War, that they used the point there, and the Indians used it before them to flag up from the river to the top and back down in a way, of course, in a way, using that as their place of information. And that's where they got the Signal Point. So then the Signal Point Road, and then they named the mountain, C.E. James named the little village he built, or town, and he named it Signal Mountain. And people started calling it then Signal Mountain. But if you get a map, and I looked at it last night because I was coming up to make certain I looked at it correctly, on 3 different maps that I looked at, Signal Mountain is a town. And the whole ridge is part of the Cumberland Escarpment. And so we are part of the Cumberland outset. But we are, by ourselves, we are Walden's Ridge. Whether we like it or not, we're not 2,000 feet high.
So where are we now, folks?
Let's build us a
on the ridge.
We are on the ridge.
Eleanor, you want to show your map? Oh. Eleanor has a beautiful old hand-drawn and hand-illustrated map that she found.
I don't think this one is old. This was made by the guild, and they just have 4 left. But this is a map of Signal Mountain, of the ridge, of the whole ridge. I have one at home that Emma Miles drew, and it's not the same. It's a reproduction, I think, but it's not the same thing. There's also someone here with a box of note cards that the guild has of the toll house, if anybody wants to buy one. But this is
who has the note cards?
They're inside.
Oh, the guild has put the note cards inside on the table, and we have three books for sale in there too. One is Kay Gaston's Emma Bell Miles, which I've just started reading, and it's wonderful.
Isn't that pretty?
And Elsie Connor's Signal Mount, Walden's Ridge History, and an Emma Bell Miles illustrated copy of our Southern Birds. Did you have a question you wanted to ask your aunt?
No, I was just going to have her do the Signal Mountain story.
Oh, all right. She did that.
She did.
Any more questions? Comments? Stories from the audience?
Tell you about Oakwood. That was Oakwood Church.
Oakwood. That's it.
And,
Oakwood. I knew it was Oak.
I don't think I need Oakwood Church was one of the early churches up here, and Phil Nixon, who was kin to all the Nixons, was the treasurer at one time. My grandfather, Henry Witt, was a member. And he raised a question in church concerning Phil's financial bookkeeping, his accounting. Phil got mad, locked everyone in the church. They sat in there for a while, and someone said, let's pray. They did, and supposedly the church doors flew open.
There is another, and this is the truth. There were a lot of houses that burned when my mother was a child and when my father and mother first got married. A lot of summer homes burned over on the Brow. And it was because the mountain people didn't like the help they were bringing up from downtown. And so they would burn their houses in the wintertime. So Mother, I grew up with the idea that that my mountain friends, who I always went around, I had, in fact, one of the Connor granddaughters was one of my best friends, and one of the Friedenberg granddaughters was one of my best friends. And my mother always was scared that somebody was going to come over and burn our house when I was little. But the fire was, I was 7 and I was born in 36, so it must have been 41, 43. Do you remember when it was?
No.
You didn't live up here back. But it was bad. And there were three post offices up here, y'all. There was one at Albion View, there was one at Fairmount, and there was one at Lone Oak. Yes. But they came up the other mountain aside.
Well, I'll invite you all to continue your reminiscences. Dr. Livingood, do you have anything you want to say? We've got an eminent historian here. Any more questions? We have lemonade over here and cookies, which have been donated by the bread basket. And I just have to, in closing, read this little blurb on the founding of Summertown. It was on a Monday in June of 1873 that Judge D.N. Key returned home to lunch and asked his wife, Lizzie, can you and the children be ready to go to the ridge tomorrow? No, Mr. Key, I cannot possibly go. The clothes are in the tub soaking. Lizzie, two people died of cholera this morning. Have the hack here at 2:00, Mr. Key. We'll be ready. And thus came the people to Summertown. Thank you all so much for coming. Please tour the toll house. Ruth Halfley, Ruth, wave your hand. We'll be giving tours, or you could just go through on your own. On the table back here, we have a history that was developed in 1976 by the Walden's Ridge Association and Kay Gaston, etc. So we're showing that again. Thank you.
Edie, Leo,
well,
I hope
they can hear you.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we did tape it, if it gets it.
I'm so glad.